We now have the privilege to join our hearts and our minds with the uplifting of our prayers today. In our prayers this morning, we will uplift again Dawn and Ida Faye, as both are receiving hospice care and their time on earth may be limited. Also, we'll uplift Joan with a health concern and the other names that are listed in our bulletin at peace. We pray. O Lord, you have promised to hear and answer the prayers of your people. With confidence in your word, we come before your throne of grace with petitions and supplications on behalf of all your people and all people as they have need. Grant grace to the earth that it may be fruitful and supply the needs of all people. As you have given life to the seed and brought forth the first bud of the plants of the field, so deliver us from drought and famine and bring forth a rich harvest to satisfy the hungry with the good things of your mercy. O Lord, you know us, remember us, and visit us with your grace. Lord, give us patience in tribulation and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Comfort the weeping with your loving kindness. Console the grieving with the hope of the resurrection, and help us to live in harmony with one another. O Lord, you know us. Remember us and visit us with your grace. Deliver the world from the voices of anger, dispute, and hate that instigate violence and threaten the safety of people in their homes, schools, and workplaces. Give your blessing to those who lead us in this land and to all the nations and peoples of the world, that justice, freedom, and respect may be multiplied and the weak and the unborn preserved from harm. O Lord, you know us, remember us, and visit us with your grace. Hear us, Lord, for the sake of all those who cry to you in their need. Heal the sick, relieve the suffering, comfort the mourning, and guide the dying to peace in Christ. Especially today, we ask that your presence be with Dawn and Ida Faye as they receive hospice care. Also be with their loved ones as they gather for visitation and for time with their loved ones. Lord, also for those in our congregation experiencing any kind of concerns, especially Joan with her health concern, Kai, Haley, Sandy, Don with his health concern, Dylan, Andrew, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Rich, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Tom, Sue, Art, Jerry, Derek, Blake, Barry and Betty, Andy, Greg, Gerald and Bonnie, Mike, Ruth, Chris and her family, Carla, Bobby and Alexi and Caden, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, the family of J.D. Harris mourning his recent death, and those recovering from the storm derecho in Iowa. Restore those wounded in body or soul with your abundant grace, and according to your will, deliver them from all their troubles. O Lord, you know us, remember us, and visit us with your grace. These and whatever else is needful for this body and life, we pray you to grant us in the name of and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us his name that we may pray with confidence before your throne of grace and with joy in our hearts. To him be glory with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.